Hi everyone, we are in the book of John, and today we'll be reading from John chapter 1, verses 19 through 28. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I'm not." "Are you the prophet?" he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing, if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" He answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. So far in the first 18 verses of John 2, it was like the introduction to this book. And so when it gets to this passage that we just read, this is kind of a shift then, getting more into the story of Jesus himself. But the first part of this story isn't focused on Jesus, it's focused on John the Baptist. Right, and so John the Baptist actually was already mentioned twice in that intro that I mentioned, right? It's in verses 6 and 7, where John tells us, "There's a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light." And then in verse 15, it says, "John bore witness about him being the Christ, and cried out, this was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.'" All right, so these two references already tell us a lot about John the Baptist and his ministry. He came as a witness, it says here, to bear witness to the light that people would believe, not in John, but in the light. But John himself, he was not the light, but a witness to that light. And then in verse 15, John states that he knows that Jesus is different. Jesus would come after him, and that Jesus was younger, and Jesus' ministry would start after John's. But Jesus was before John. We don't know to what degree John understood, but John knew, at least had some idea, that Jesus was either God, or at least like heavenly, or more powerful, or older, or more like an eternal sense before him. He knew Jesus came before him. And so then in this passage, as we get to meet John a little more, the author, John, tells us about John the Baptist. This is the testimony of John. And this testimony was that were things that we've already stated from the intro. He is not the Christ. He was only going to testify about the Christ. That's what they come. These people come and they ask him, "Are you the Christ? Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet?" And John says no to all these things. And he's just telling that he's going to testify about Christ. And now this makes these people who are asking a little confused, or maybe confounded then. Because they start asking then in verse 25, "Why are you baptizing then, if you're not the Christ, Elijah, the prophet?" Those things, like, why, if you're not the Christ, then why are you baptizing people? And John essentially tells us, now it may have been cryptic and not understood by the people at the time, but he tells us what his role is again in a deeper way. He says in verse 23, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" That was his role. This is what he's quoting Isaiah here. But what does that even mean? Wilderness here. Wilderness is a place of, it's like a desert. It represents barrenness, a lack of fruitfulness. And the wilderness in this circumstance, as John quotes it, is the people of God. They've been a place of barrenness, of darkness, lack of fruitfulness. It's like they've been in a wilderness. And there's a voice calling out is John's voice. And John is speaking on behalf of God in the barrenness, in the wilderness, the desert. And this voice, his voice, was saying, "Make straight the way of the Lord." Like, what does that mean? He's saying, prepare a path, prepare a way for the Lord, for your God, for your King, for your Messiah. And what does that mean then? Like, what does it mean to make a way, to prepare for that? Well, that's why John was baptizing. Right? How do you prepare? The way they would prepare for their God, for the King, is that they needed to repent. And this is why John was baptizing. He was baptizing people with a baptism of repentance. getting people's hearts ready to put their faith in their God, in their Savior, by turning away from sin and to begin to turn to God. This was an important work. John came to prepare the way for the Christ ministry, that people would begin to see that they're in a wilderness, to see their brokenness and their sin, and see their need to turn to God. But as important as that was, John does not have delusions of grandeur here. His job was not that people would follow him or be baptized by him. That was not his purpose. His purpose was to point people to that Savior. See, he was making the path straight for the Lord, right? But he was not the Lord, right? Just as it says earlier in this chapter, right? He testifies about the light, but he himself was not the light. This was the ministry of John the Baptist. This was his life. He made a path for the Lord. He testified to the Lord, but he was not the Lord. He was not the Christ. I remember hearing this years ago. I don't remember where, but a preacher, a pastor was saying something about how we should see our lives essentially as road signs. Now, road signs are really important. If you're driving on a road and you have no idea where you are, your GPS isn't working for whatever reason, right? It might be hard to imagine for a lot of us now, but road signs are important. They tell us something. You're on a deserted highway and the sign says, like, this town or this city is in 30 miles. That tells you something, right? It tells you at the next exit you can buy gas if you're running low. That tells you important information. But the sign, as important as it is, it's not that city or it's not that gas station, right? It only points you in the direction. It's important still because it grounds you in a sense. It lets you know what to expect, where to go, but it's not the city. It's not the gas station or whatever that you need. And that's what John's role was. And that's what our role should be as well. We are not the people who are going to save the world. But we point to the one who is saving the world, who has brought salvation to this world. Our lives should be like John's life, where we make a path for people to know their Savior. That is our role. That's what John was called to, and that's what we're called to as well. We're in a time and a place where there is much wilderness-likeness, much barrenness and lack of fruitfulness. And in that, we're faithful as voices, prophetic voices, calling out, crying out in prayer and sharing the good news and doing the works of justice that we're called to. We are pointing people to Jesus. Let's pray that we can be like John the Baptist and that we can point others to him and that we will not get full of ourselves or feel like what our role is the most important thing or what we have to do is most important, but our role is to point people to Jesus. Let's pray that we can let that out. Lord, we just pray that we can be people who make paths straight for you to work and move. Use our relationships, use our witness to this world. Use our lives that have been transformed as we've experienced the light, the salvation, the goodness of you, Jesus. I pray that we will be signposts, road signs that point people to you, Lord. Forgive us for the ways that people don't see that in us. And we pray that all the more that we'll depend upon you, Jesus, and know your love and live for you, Lord. Bless us, Lord. May we be reflections of your goodness and glory. In your name we pray. Amen.